we've kind of bucked the trend a little bit of starting our own club. And for us, it's not only about wanting to get back to cricket. It's actually about playing our first competitive game. And for the guys that have been involved from the start, there's been a lot of hard work that's been put into the getting to that point. We're really raring to go now. And from our point of view, we're just itching to see when the ECB kind of give us the green light to start any competitive cricket. So we're kind of on tenterhooks like everybody else in terms of understanding when that's going to happen.
So a new club, Matt. How and when did this come about?
So we finished the last season at our last club, and at the end of that season there were. Three of us that decided that we wanted to form our own club. I don't think probably at that time we necessarily appreciated how difficult or easy that was going to be, because I think the idea was, yeah, let's just go away and form our own club and we can just play. And I think we probably underestimated the amount of work that went into it. But I think from us, it was we'd lost a little bit of enjoyment out of the previous season. And we wanted to create a club that we could be proud of, but also was a very much an inclusive environment, community-based, and really just have a group of guys that could play on a Saturday and enjoy cricket again. And a lot of us are probably the wrong side of 40, if you like. And it's the one thing that we can do that has that sort of team-based environment and kind of brings us all together. And the banter in the dressing room, the competitiveness on the cricket field, and then the enjoyment. It's one of those unique games where age probably isn't a limiting factor. And I think it's nice to be able to get a wide variety of people playing and enjoying the game that we all love.
You wanted it to be inclusive. Have you been able to do that? And how did you go about making it inclusive?
Well, I think the first thing was to not put a restriction on who was going to join. There were lots of discussions about making sure that we were open to everybody. And in fairness, we've lost a few players, because of it, because they have decided that they don't want to play cricket with certain people, and we've sort of said, look, we're a community based club with an inclusive based policy. We don't turn around and say you can't play, because that's not fair. What we've tried to do as well, we just before the lockdown, we were going to do a community based walk to raise money for the club. And for a charity, which unfortunately got postponed, but we plan to redo that when we're able to. And the plan was to walk to all the grounds that we were going to play in this year. So we're going to revisit that shortly. But I think our vision very much, and it aligns with the Cockleshell Community Trust, who have kindly allowed us to lease the ground down at Cockleshell and Eastney, is that we open up cricket to a wider audience.
Now, listen, I've never started a club up, so I wouldn't even begin to imagine what it's like. But I would have thought if I tried to, I would get some people, we'll play a few friendlies, and then say and pat each other on the back. But you've gone straight in at the deep end, and you've even been accepted into the Hampshire Cricket League. Yeah. I mean, you've gone straight for it to the jugular, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, I think, as I say, it was a conscious decision to do it. We were very lucky in that we had a lot of support in that from both the Hampshire Cricket Board, Simon Jones in particular, to actually, ironically, the chairman of our previous club, Jim Irison, who was incredibly helpful in filling in the gap to understand what potentially we were missing. But we just kind of put a project plan together, and we got into a position where ultimately had we been ready to go into to the league, we would have been ready. I think ironically, probably the COVID situation and delay maybe has helped us, because I think it's given us a little bit more time to be in a position to be at full strength and have everything that we need